Good morning. I'm Michael Heplin with this special KUAR news update. In the last hour, the Arkansas Senate has voted to override Governor Mike Beebe's veto of a bill that would ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
By a vote of 19 yeas, 14 nays, you have overridden the veto.
The House also voted to override the veto yesterday, meaning the bill becomes law immediately. The only exceptions to the 20-week abortion ban would be for cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. Ruth Mims, executive director of Arkansas Right to Life, was in the Senate chamber for the vote and offered an immediate reaction.
It's wonderful news. I mean, and that law takes effect immediately. So unborn children 20 weeks in past are going to be protected in Arkansas.
Governor Beebe had vetoed the bill earlier this week, saying he believed it violated the U.S. Constitution. After the Senate vote this morning, he told reporters,
I've told you my concerns, and the concerns still exist, but the legislature has the final say. That's the constitutional process.
The American Civil Liberties Union had said if the bill became law, it would file suit, meaning a court will eventually determine its constitutionality. Seven other states have similar laws in effect. Meanwhile, on a different bill, which would ban most abortions after 12 weeks, the Senate also approved that this morning by a vote of 26-8. That bill now heads to the governor's desk. Beebe has also called it unconstitutional, but did not say this morning yet if he would veto it. The proposal originally would have prohibited abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, but it was amended to change that timeline and add more exemptions after facing objections in the House.